Hallelujah. Everything in the Bible would fall on its head if you could deny or prove the resurrection not to be a truth or a reality. That would be impossible. That would be impossible. This crazy liberal world wants to prove all kinds of things about the Bible as being different from what we know to be true. And of course, everything they try to say just does great damage. But nothing could do more damage than to deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The whole Bible would fall on its face. Let's begin reading in Matthew 28, verse 1. Matthew 28, I'd love to read the whole chapter, but that's a little long. So let me read a few verses and listen carefully. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. I like that. That angel rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did quake and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not, ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." And then go over, if you would, to verse 18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Notice that now. The resurrected Lord said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a scripture. What beauty. Praise the Lord. The glory of the resurrection. The glory of the resurrection. Father, help me tonight to say those things that bring honor to your name. Help me, God, to preach in such a manner as to bless this group of people, that they will have a new and fresh grip on the whole majesty of the resurrection. This is not an afterthought of God. This is not something God had to decide quickly to do when his son was put to death. This was part of the original plan. This was God's divine order from the beginning. Before the foundation of the world, the Savior was crucified in the mind of God and resurrected in the plan of God. And we thank you for it tonight, Father, and we rejoice in it. In Jesus' name we pray, and you may be seated. You may be seated. There is something grand about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is not a truth that needs to be preached once a year. It's a truth that underlays and underplans everything we preach. We may not say it, but it's there. Because the resurrection is absolutely the finality of all of God's great and wonderful plan. Did you know that if Jesus would have been crucified and not have been resurrected, he would be no better and no different from the death of any other Jewish man that was crucified? There would be no power and no life in his death. There would be no power in his blood. You remember, after he was crucified and resurrected, he ascended to heaven and put that blood on the altar of the Father in heaven, in that heavenly temple. He said to Mary Magdalene, who approached him in the garden, "Touch me not, for I've not yet ascended to my Father." He had to ascend up to the Father and back before he could be touched, because the sacrifice was sacred and could not be handled of human hands before it had been offered on the altar of God the Father. Amen. So, you know, the whole message of the resurrection is the crux of our Bible. And I'd like to just kind of give you, and I'll try to do it hurriedly because it's a long list, some of the glories and the beauties of the resurrection. Some of the really glorious and beautiful facts about the resurrection. The glories of the resurrection. The glories of the resurrection. Will you try to listen, and I'll move through them. First, the glory of his message. Jesus preached wonderful truths all during that earthly ministry. They were truths that had great power and great wisdom. They were truths that underlay the whole beauty of what he came to accomplish and came to do. But you see, the glories of those messages were fulfilled and finalized in the resurrection. And the resurrection is what gives wings to the promises. Wings to the wonderful truths that he taught and that we learn from him as he wrote to us through the apostles and through the different writers by the Holy Ghost. So that the whole message of the New Testament has its glory in the resurrection. Hallelujah. When you began to read the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes and the great things that Jesus taught, you must ever remember that the glory of those truths is in his resurrection. The glory and power of those truths is in him being raised from the dead. He authenticates them. He puts his approval upon them. God the Father puts his approval upon them. God the Holy Ghost puts his approval upon them by the resurrection of the dead. So the glory of the message of the New Testament finds that expression in the glory of the resurrection. Oh, I love to think about the resurrection as the very heart of God, as the very heart of Christ, as the very centrality of the great truths of the blessed Bible. And the glory of all of it is in this wonderful truth that the grave could not hold him. There was no way he could be kept in that grave. It was finalized in the great prophecies of God that he would raise from the dead. Hallelujah. Then the glory of the Old Testament is in the resurrection. Hallelujah. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we read all of those great Old Testament promises. We read things like the 23rd Psalm. We read great truths like Psalms 1. We read the great writings of Jeremiah or Isaiah or Zechariah or Daniel or any of the prophets of the Bible back to Moses. I mean, whatever we read in that Old Testament, the glory of it is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You say, "Brother Chambers, now wait a minute." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then all of those prophecies in the Old Testament are false. It's nothing but a book of fraud. It needs to be put in the ash dump. It has no value. But when he rose up from the dead, he set those truths of that Bible afire. He built a fire under them. He built a glory around them. He anointed them with brilliance and majesty. Hallelujah. 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 So the glory of the Old Testament is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now think about the book of Malachi, where he says, "Bring your tithes into the storehouse. I will open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it." And somebody will say in this new generation that those Old Testament standards and those Old Testament truths, those Old Testament righteousness is not for us today. Come on, my friend. The resurrection put the stamp of approval on every one of them. The resurrection glory glorifies every one of them. The resurrection sets everything in the Old Testament on fire. You may have heard the statement, "The new is concealed in the old, and the old is revealed in the new." Hallelujah. Why do we say the Old Testament is revealed in the New Testament? Very simple. Because Jesus arose from the dead. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? So when you read the Bible, you always remember every bit of this is established on the basis of the resurrection. Every bit of it established on the basis of the resurrection. It's beautiful. And then the victory of the cross. I said that basically a while ago, but let me emphasize it, that the victory of the cross is found in the victory of the resurrection. The cleansing power of that blood that drained and dripped from his body from that cross down on the ground about the cross. An earthquake shook the earth. I'm telling you, that victory of that blood, we know it is real because that Creator, that crucified Lord, rose out of that grave on the third morning, hallelujah, and set fire to the blood that he spilled on that cross. He'll crush on the belly of hallelujah. Let me tell you something. That cross, hallelujah, is magnified by the resurrection. Hallelujah. He arose from the dead so he could take that shed blood and carry it right up there into the heavenly temple and spill it right on the altar of the heavenly temple before the Father, so that today, every time I pray and go to him depending on the blood, he can point to the Father and say, there's the blood. That's what I spilled for Joe Chambers, and that's the cleansing of his life. Hallelujah. And I can be made pure and holy and sanctified and set free from the guilt of sin and the power of sin and the force of sin because he arose from the dead. Hallelujah. The resurrection authenticates the cross. I said the resurrection authenticates the cross. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, it really, the Bible is such a book that it never, never ceases to amaze me. The more I read it, the more I love it. Hallelujah. The more I read it, the more I love it. And then, nothing is more important to a Christian than prayer. Prayer. It's wonderful. Did you know if Jesus had not been crucified and resurrected, that prayer would have no power? Did you know that while he was dying on that cross, connected with his resurrection, there was an unseen hand reached over there in that temple across the hill from the cross and just tore that veil in two from the top to the bottom. That veil had separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies. And only the high priest could go through that veil into the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God was, to offer intercession and prayer and sacrifice. But when he was crucified, that veil was rent in twain from the top to the bottom and flung open wide. Hallelujah. And now a Joe Chambers, and now a Johnny Pendleton, and now a Kenny Harris can go right into that room called the Holy of Holies by the blood and get before the Father God by the name and by the blood of Jesus and make intercessions that heaven records and heaven keeps. Hallelujah. And what a power of prayer we have because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it to realize that his resurrection gave me power to pray. His resurrection opened the door for me to go right in where the Father's wonderful presence is and to make intercession and petition. Hallelujah. There's too little praying in the holies of holies today. Oh, yes, there is. Learn to pray and learn to remember that the cross, the resurrection of Jesus makes prayer a possibility. Makes prayer not just a possibility, but a mighty force, a triumphant power, a wonderful victory. The fervent, effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Did you know that? Oh, that men would pray always. Oh, that men would lift up holy hands while they pray. Oh, that we would live in the attitude and the mood of prayer and understand as we pray, hey, the Father has raised the Son from the dead. The Son has come back from that place called the Abraham's bosom. And hallelujah, he sits at the Father's right hand and helps make intercession for us. Hallelujah. Well, didn't add that in my list, but I'm here to tell you, he's at the Father's right hand. Well, if he had not rose from the dead, he wouldn't be at the Father's right hand. Hallelujah. The resurrection made the ascension possible. The ascension made the glorification possible. The Father exalted his Son and gave him a name above all names, that every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Do you understand what I'm saying tonight? The resurrection makes it all beautiful. Makes it all powerful. Makes it all wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, then the great curtain of the holies of holies I just mentioned. Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. You have victory over sin because he was resurrected. Hallelujah. Reading just a while ago in the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 5 says, if we are part of his death, we shall be also part of his resurrection. Hallelujah. So I'm not just part of the death of Christ. I'm part of the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. I live in resurrection power. I'm just a little fella. I'm just a frail individual. I'm just an individual of limited resources and limited abilities, as all of us are. But in the power of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I have joy. I have triumph. I have victory. I can move in the joys of heaven and the powers of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I have victory over sin. Somebody raise a hand and give him praise. I have victory over sin because of the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, all of this is beautiful, but then remember, we'll be raised from the dead because he was raised from the dead. He was the first fruits of the resurrection. Without the first fruits of the resurrection, we would have no hope of the resurrection. Hallelujah. He came out of that grave and he came out triumphantly and victoriously. And he said, because I live, ye shall live also. Hallelujah. And so we share in that triumphant life that raised the Son of God from the dead. And when that trumpet sounds, we will share it even further. I mean, the seed of it is already here. You know that, don't you? The seed of the resurrection is already at work in you. What did Jesus say at the resurrection of Lazarus? He said very clearly, if you believe on me, ye shall never die. Hallelujah. There's no death working in me. How about you? Because of the resurrection, there's no death working in you, saints of God. Because of the resurrection. It wasn't for the resurrection, you'd have the seed of death right there, eating at your heart every day of your life. But because of the resurrection, you have life. You have resurrection. You're not going to die. You may go to sleep a while if Jesus tarries, but you're going to come out of that grave with resurrection power. Oh, the glory of the resurrection. I said the glory of the resurrection. Everything I can name in this Bible has its glory in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I just don't know of anything that doesn't have its power in the resurrection. I try to think my way through the afternoon of anything that does not have its resource in the resurrection that relates to this Bible and relates to the faith and relates to our walk with God. And there's nothing. The resurrection is our life. We live by it. We move and have our being because he's alive. Hallelujah. Because he's alive. The Bible makes it very plain that his life keeps this whole thing alive. This whole universe. If he was not alive, those trees out there wouldn't last but minutes. Not hours, but minutes. This earth would come to a screeching halt. This whole thing would shut down. And there would be no such thing as human life if he wasn't alive. He is the life. He is the hope. He is the source of everything. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? He's the source of all. If he could have been put to death, see, the devil wanted him to die. The devil just didn't want him to be resurrected. You understand that? Oh, the devil wanted him to die. Oh, the devil was dancing around with glee while he was dying. But when the death was finished and all the result of the death started, the devil started trembling. Can't you imagine when Jesus got down to upper Sheol, that those spirits that had those people in prison began to tremble and shake as the Son of God walked through that place in triumphant resurrection power. He was still, his body was still in the grave, but his spirit wasn't in no grave. Hallelujah. He was rejoicing and shouting and praising God down there in the place of Abraham's bosom and told those saints, hey, get ready. You've been here a long time. Hallelujah. And it's time to exit this place. I got the keys. And he had the keys, and that crucifixion gave him the keys, and the resurrection was the result of using those keys. Hallelujah. Oh, do you understand what we're talking about tonight? What a Savior. Hallelujah. 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 What a Savior. All sin is shortly to be judged because of his resurrection. Every sin, every transgression, everything that men are doing in their violence, in their wrath, in their wickedness, in their rejection of God, in their rebellion against truth, all of it's got to be judged. Oh, it makes me tremble when I think of loved ones. I think of wonderful people that I care about. And I think about how desperate they need the Christ who was raised from the dead. How desperate they need to know him. Because without him, all they can look forward to is a judgment of their wickedness and their sins. But those who know him in his forgiveness and his cleansing blood and his saving grace, the resurrection is not a judgment of sin. It's a relief from all the limitations of flesh. Hallelujah. To join with the heavenly host in praising God forever. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Somebody say hallelujah for me. What a God we serve, and what victory there is in the cross. What victory there is in the cross. I want you to know something. This world is not the devil's, and not those politicians in Washington, and not those politicians in the Kremlin, and not those men in Iran and the places of the world that are so vicious and evil. Oh, they talk and they conduct themselves like they're the masters of the future, like they can handle everything and stop anything they want to stop and start anything they want to start. They can do nothing, but he that was risen would allow them to do it, because this earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the resurrection seals that all of this belongs to God the Father. Do you understand that? The resurrection seals it all. The resurrection sets it in concrete. It's okay, my friend. It's okay. The Holy Ghost is able to live and work in us because of the resurrection. Jesus said, if I go not away, the Holy Ghost cannot come. But if I go, I will send him unto you from the Father. If he had to stay in that grave, there would be no Holy Ghost baptism. There would be no gifts of the Spirit. There would be no manifestation of God's joy and presence in our life. I could stand up here and prophesy the truths of this Bible were it not for the resurrection, that Jesus arose from the grave and went to heaven and sent back the Holy Ghost for me. Oh, hallelujah. It's all in the glory of the resurrection. I said it's all in the glory of the resurrection. It's all in the beauty and the majesty of who he is and what he did and the triumph of his very being and his very person. The Holy Ghost came because he arose from the grave. The Holy Ghost came because he arose from the grave. Hallelujah. What a victory. What a victory. Now the joy of the believer is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because I live, he said, ye shall live also. He said in Romans, if you die with me, then you're going to be risen with me. He says again in Romans 8, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that liveth in you. It was him coming out of that grave, the quickening power to him to give you. Oh, hallelujah. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is our hope and our life. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is absolute victory. There is nothing else to call it but victory over all the great teachings of the Old Testament, and victory over all the great teachings of the New Testament, victory over all the sacrifice of the cross, victory over all the power of the Holy Spirit, victory over all the troubles of mankind, victory over the dark things that the devil may utter and we may hear to try to intimidate us. We have the victory in the resurrection, the life of the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me and raise your hands and let's thank God for the life and the hope of the resurrection. Let's thank God for what this resurrection means to us this very night, and it will mean to us every day of our life that we live in it. If you don't live in the power of the resurrection, it's your fault. It's your critical thinking. I'm here to tell you, give yourself to Him and live by the power of the resurrection. Just as sure as He's alive, I'm alive right now. Hallelujah. And just as sure as He can rejoice, I can rejoice. Somebody say hallelujah for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a life we live. Thank you, Father, for all the blessedness of this life we have in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That He arose triumphantly. He arose victoriously. That every demon in hell is now subject to His very words, His very thoughts. Hallelujah. That nothing the devil has planned can succeed, because the resurrection has sealed the victory of the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. Everything is going to occur just like He said it was. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The book of Revelation is sealed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The fifth chapter of Revelation, the Father is on His throne and He's got a book in His hand. That book is a special book. It's the title deed of this earth. It was written sometime 6,000 approximate years ago, been in the Father's possession ever since. Nobody's ever touched that book but the Father. It's the title deed of this earth. It has everything in it that's needed for the usurper to be cast out and the great Lord God to take over control of this earth and to set up the kingdom of Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And it's in that little book in the Father's hand in Revelation 5. And they search for somebody to come up there and take that book. They couldn't even touch it. There was nobody found that could touch the book until there was a Lamb who had been slain from the foundation of the world, the crucified Christ, the crucified Redeemer, resurrected, hallelujah, standing there in all the brilliance of His resurrection life. And somebody said, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, John was weeping because nobody could be found. And someone said to John, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, hallelujah. Oh, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to take the book, hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus walked right up to the Father, and the Father handed Him the book, and the kinsman of the Father, Jesus, took the book and began to open the seals. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the strength of it all. Hallelujah. Every victory we have is that resurrection. Every triumph we've got is that resurrection. Every good thing about to happen to me, and I feel like my body wants to do it right now. Hallelujah. Do you ever feel like you want to be resurrected? You ever feel like you're about to go up? You ever feel like you're about to leave here? I had a day some days ago when all of a sudden I thought I was fixing to leave. Hallelujah. I felt it happening. I feel it happening right now. Hallelujah. He was raised, and I'm going to be raised. Hallelujah. All the saints are going to leave here together. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, we have every reason to rejoice. We have every reason to shout hallelujah. We have every reason to praise Him with all of our hearts. Let's take time to praise Him, would you? Let's just fill this house with praise. Just lift your hands and your voice and forget about everybody around you and praise Him with all you got. Will you do it with me? Father, I love you. Hallelujah, Lord. You're everything to me. Hallelujah. I live by your power. I live by your authority. I live by the visitation of your love upon me. I live in the power of this resurrection. I cannot die. Hallelujah. Because the seed of life reigns in my very being by the death and resurrection of my Lord. Not of my own doings, but it's yours, Lord. Oh, I wish you was letting the Holy Ghost move on you. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost move on you. Don't be satisfied with the light blessing. Be determined to have the fullness of God's Holy Ghost anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Be like the prophet in the Old Testament who watched Elijah go up and said, I got to have a double portion. I got to have a double portion. I wish you had a double portion. I'd want to have a double portion too. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Church, is your promise. He's alive. I said, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Somebody say, he's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, what a God we serve. He's alive and he's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. I'm living for him. I'm watching for him. I'm looking for him to come. Because he arose, I'm going to rise. Hallelujah. Whether it's from a living position or from a graveyard, it don't make any difference with me. I'm just waiting for him to come. I'm waiting for him to come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Do we really believe in the resurrection tonight? Is there anything more important than having great confidence in that resurrection? Is there anything more wonderful than the glories of the resurrection, one after the other? Think about it this week as you study the Bible. All the glory of that Bible is in the death and the resurrection of the Son of God. The Old Testament points to him. The New Testament points back to him. It's all centered on the cross. It's all centered on the cross. Thank God for his life and death. Hallelujah. Now just love him. Don't be in a hurry. Father, we just love on you tonight. You thrill me with your word. Thank you for the truth of the Bible. Oh, I want the word to become more real to me than ever. I want to live in it until it comes out of me like a river. I want to live in it until it comes forth with dynamic power and shakes mankind until they turn to God. Holy Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's alive, Brother Beatty. He's alive, Brother Beatty. He's alive, Sister Ginger. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, Sister Pendleton. He's alive, Sister Vet. Hallelujah. Everybody that knows he's alive, raise up your hand and receive his life in you right now. That life can flood right into you. Hallelujah. He's trying his best to fill some of you with life, and you're so resistant. Turn it over to him. Let him have you to fill you with life, the resurrection life. It's all just as real as the very moment he walked out of that tomb. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trying to find a quitting place. I don't mean to be so long. Hallelujah. But I hope you're not in a hurry. The Lord Jesus is coming. He could come tonight. How many know that? Oh, what a joy it would be. See, that's what's going to lift people off this earth. If they live in when he comes, is the resurrecting life of Jesus Christ. If you don't have that resurrection life in you, you ain't going nowhere. I am risen from the dead because of you. I am alive because you need this life. I live and move and have my being in the mighty power of eternal life. I am the first fruits from the grave. And now you can wait and watch and get ready for the moment of my coming, when you can join me in that place of majesty and glory. Before the Father, we shall shout and rejoice and praise him while tribulation is on this earth. And then you're coming back with me, and we're going to reign together 1,000 years, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reigning together 1,000 years. Woo! Hallelujah. What a blessing that is. Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, you shout it out, church. Shout it out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. Raise your hands and let this power and this life flood your soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we live in the power of the resurrection. We live in the power of the resurrection. We live in the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Anybody listening to this video, we live in the power of the resurrection. If you'll give yourself to him, he'll fill you with this life. Hallelujah. The resurrection is for you. Hallelujah. For his honor. Oh, should he talk about? Oh, hallelujah. 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 All of you in Texas, let this resurrecting life flood you right now while you listen. Oh, raise your hands and praise him. Oh, you saints of the living God, sing unto him. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to know that he's alive? Isn't it wonderful to feel this kind of joy, Brother Ken? Hallelujah. Anybody have the joy of the Lord? Raise your hand and thank him for it. Thank you for that joy of the Lord. Thank you for that joy of the Lord.